For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm George Kearns. Charleston County authorities are now at their highest state of emergency, known as OPCON 1, in anticipation of impact from Category 3 storm Hurricane Irma. They note that even though it appears their community will not take a direct hit, they do expect excessive rain, strong winds, and numerous power outages. Charleston has also opened up a shelter on Leeds Avenue, just across from the Department of Motor Vehicles, a shelter that will accommodate pets. This is North Charleston Mayor Keith Summey.
Let's put it in sort of common sense terms. If you flooded in the past, you probably will flood again. Now's the time to leave before that occurs. Don't wait until the water starts rising. If you do have family or friends that you can hunker down with during the storm, we ask you to do that. If you can't, then the shelter is available.
That's North Charleston Mayor Keith Summey. Charleston County is also offering CARTA service for those who worry their homes may flood. Those buses will be available along evacuation routes until 8 o'clock this evening. Meanwhile, Charleston Mayor John Tecklenburg also noted that the timing of the heaviest rains tomorrow could coincide with high tide right around midday. So storm surge warnings are in effect for the Lowcountry up to the South Santee River. Stay tuned for more here on South Carolina Public Radio and continue to follow us on social media as well, both Facebook and Twitter at SC Public Radio.